If they regain menstrual function, what do we know about their fertility?
Well, not a whole lot. It's actually very little that's out there. Ann Partridge has done some internet studies with the Young Survivors Coalition, and you know, those are kind of interesting studies, but that's a group of women who selected themselves to answer this web-based questionnaire, and so I don't think it's likely to be representative of what's going on out there. I don't think we know about fertility. And of course, for some of those women, we may not have known about their fertility to begin with if they've never been pregnant before. You don't know where they started, right? If somebody's already had two kids, you know that at least before she got breast cancer that everything is intact. But if she's nulliparous, which often is the women that we're dealing with here, you don't have an idea about what her innate fertility was.
How do you respond to questions about in vitro fertilization?
Well, again, this is one where there's not a lot of fact to go on. It's kind of more in your heart. I'm never real excited about it, Neil. When women come in, this might be a part of the discussion about pregnancy after breast cancer. And, you know, there my thought would be that it is a social issue, that you know, we don't have any clear information to suggest it has either a positive or a negative impact on your breast cancer. I think we don't know a whole lot about what these kinds of pulsed, high-dose things might do. And so I just tell people that I'm really uncertain about it, and they're going to have to really think about how important this is to them. And, of course, the longer the period of time, the happier I am. And I'd have to say, rightly or wrongly, that when people have receptor-negative breast cancers, that makes me happier, too, just kind of in my gut.
When you say we don't have a lot of information, what's your take on the information that we do have?
In terms of
the safety of pregnancy after breast cancer?
Yeah, I think the information we do have would suggest, and these are hard data to come by, that getting pregnant after your breast cancer doesn't make your likelihood of recurrence higher or lower than it would be had you chosen not to get pregnant. But these are very, very small data sets that we have to go on. Because, you know, most people are postmenopausal when they get breast cancer, or they're older premenopausal women where having more kids or having kids is no longer an issue, or they're just flat out postmenopausal after their therapy so that it wasn't really an issue.